B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Let's begin in Iowa. Marissa King owns Maven Salon Studios. Kathy, I can't wait to hear your reaction to this.
Uh-oh.
After years of cutting hair, she finally opened her own place in 2018, but things have taken a strange and objectively gross turn. She said, "This is by far one of the most bizarre things I've ever experienced. Never did I think with opening a business that I would have something quite like this to deal with." King says that since June, she's been dealing with what she calls the parking lot puker. A man driving up to her business, vomiting in the parking lot, and then leaving.
Why?
Like, regularly. Yeah.
Why?
She said it was starting to get excessive multiple days in a row. This is typically right in front of the business where he likes to pull in, park, and you can see there's a couple of spots right here and over there. Basically, he started to come around to where our clients enter and exit the vehicles, and they were starting to take notice as well. A lot of them actually thought that someone had dropped a pizza in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
That's how much puke it is. Yeah. King says after about the fifth time, they decided to put up a camera to catch the barfing bandit in the act. And one morning, they hit pay dirt. She said, there's vomit in the parking lot. Check the cameras. So I went on, and I started scrolling through, and I could see the vehicle come in from the south side of the parking lot, sit in the car for five or so minutes, clearly vomit for a few minutes. And she says the situation is ridiculous, but she worries that the nighttime exploits of the unidentified upchucker threatens her business's reputation.
Is this some sort of, like, kinky thing?
Police say the man could be charged with criminal mischief or trespassing should King wish to press charges, but she said that she just wants it to stop.
So it's happening after business hours?
Yeah, it's at night. She had to check the security cameras.
Okay.
So she said, I sympathize if he has any sort of medical condition or anything like that. I don't
have it somewhere else.
I don't want to get him in trouble, but I have to look up for my business and our customers, and I just think it needs to stop.
Well, he's picking one particular spot, and that has to mean that's the whole key here. Why that one spot?
Don't know. Remember that lady that kept stopping and pooping on somebody's yard, the jogger?
Yeah.
Now, she had a
same spot every time.
She had
time.
A good reason.
Yeah. All right, listen to this one. A handcuffed woman snorted drugs hidden in her nanny hoo-hoo while she was sitting in the back seat of a police car. The incident began when officers responded to a report of an intoxicated couple who were about to drive a car. Police arrived and found 28-year-old Catherine Allers.
Ma'am, stop snorting your vagina.
And her boyfriend outside of their vehicle. The police report said that Allers was trying to get her 17-month-old son out of his car seat at the time, but she wasn't steady on her feet. She told police that she, in a slurred voice, that she and her boyfriend had gotten lost. Police said the child's car seat was improperly installed in the vehicle and that his diaper was soaked with urine. Officers also discovered she had no food with her for the baby. Well, police determined that she couldn't properly care for her son because she was manifestly under the influence and a danger to herself and others. So she was arrested about 2 a.m., placed in the back of the police car. Police said the woman found a way to pull a plastic bag of a powdery white substance out of herself despite being handcuffed.
That's pretty limber.
Yeah, when officers saw her snorting the powder off of the car seat, she tried to hide the drugs back into her area again.
I saw you!
After officers warned her that if she was caught at the jail with whatever was in the bag, she would be facing additional charges, she admitted to having the drugs.
Why are you holding a spoon and a cigarette lighter in front of your vagina?
Allers was charged with endangering the welfare of a minor, public intoxication, tampering with physical evidence, and possession of a controlled substance.
Imagine
well.
You're to that point. Imagine.
Yeah.
That's how low you've gotten. And you something, have a kid.
Something got you there. All right, speaking of low, speaking of an idiot, the attorney for a 39-year-old man charged with assaulting a child who didn't take his hat off for the national anthem says his client, compromised by a traumatic brain injury, believes that he was acting on an order from Donald Trump.
Hmm.
Kurt Brockway was charged Monday with felony assault on a minor. His defense attorney, Lance Jasper, said the president's rhetoric contributed to the U.S. Army veteran's disposition when he choke-slammed a 13-year-old, fracturing his skull at the Mineral County Fairgrounds on August 3rd. He said his commander-in-chief is telling people that if they kneel, they should be fired, or if they burn a flag, they should be punished. He certainly didn't understand that it was a crime. A request to the White House for comment was not returned. Jasper said that he's gotten a handful of hateful voicemails at his office since taking Brockway's case. but that Brockway's family has received hundreds of death threats in the days since the 13-year-old boy was flown to Spokane by emergency flight for treatment. The boy's back home. He's being released from the hospital. No word on his official condition, though. Brockway was apprehended at the Superior Fairgrounds after several people saw the alleged assault. He told a deputy that the national anthem was playing before the rodeo got underway, and he noticed a young teenager still wearing his hat. Brockway told the deputy he asked the youth to remove his hat because it was disrespectful, to which the youth responded by saying, F you. Brockway told the deputy he grabbed the boy by the throat, lifted him in the air, and slammed him on the ground. What an idiot. Taylor Hennick, who was at the fair, said that Brockway defended his action as people closed in on him by saying that the boy had been disrespectful. Deputies later learned the boy had suffered a concussion and fractured skull. Jasper said that he'll seek a mental health evaluation for his client before determining how to proceed further in the defense. He had sustained a traumatic brain injury in a vehicle crash in the winter of 2000. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. A lioness has eaten her own two cubs whole just 3 days after giving birth to them at a German zoo.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is depressing.
Yeah. 5-year-old Kigali gave birth to the pair, who had not yet been named, at Leipzig Zoo on Friday last week. Keepers said that she had been behaving normally up until Monday night when she suddenly swallowed the pair whole while grooming them. But because both of the infants were swallowed whole, an autopsy to establish whether this was the case will not be possible. Another possible explanation is that Kigali, who had never given birth to cubs before, simply did not know what to do with them, so she ate them. A spokesperson,
was that on a long list of options?
I don't know. A spokesperson added that it happens in the animal kingdom again and again that mothers kill their kittens, especially for first-time mothers. So it's kind of a, it happens.
There's no lion version of what to do when you're expecting?
No, yeah, what to expect when you're expecting.
Yeah.
No. All right, we'll do something lighter, if you guys want.
Yeah, please.
A dairy farmer's unique marriage proposal has made him the laughingstock of the internet. And evidently eager to milk his herd for all they're worth, the anonymous agriculturalist decided to pop the question to his other half by placing the engagement ring on the cow's teat.
Oh, my God.
And there's a picture
of it. It's so hot.
It's bizarre. It wasn't long before the people of Facebook were taking stock of the situation with an image from the engagement, which sparked some major online beef. One critic wrote, "This is utterly terrible."
Yes.
Sorry that I had to go for it, but this is gross. The ring is a mess of clusters and the band is too thick. They didn't like the ring.
He went to Jared.
Like the person thought, how can I make this ring bigger without spending any more money? Another one said he probably just shoved it on the poor cow's udder. It may be a tight fit and the poor thing may be in some pain. Meanwhile, a third user blasted the farmer, calling the proposal effing gross.
Right. Yeah, I'm siding with that.
It's really goofy looking. So,
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Fort Lauderdale woman is speaking out after she fought off a crook accused of forcing himself into her apartment. Police say Fitzroy Morton tried to break into Alice Coleman's apartment Monday morning. And she Coleman said he was telling me, "No, mama, everything gonna be all right.
Oh,
everything's
no.
Not gonna be all right. I'm not your mama. And I don't know who you are. Get out of my house," she said. The 61-year-old said that she woke up early to the fire alarm going off and opened her front door to see what was happening. She then said that Morton pushed his way into the apartment. She said,
"Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire."
She said, "I was able to bite him, and I didn't even have my teeth in my mouth like now."
Dear God.
My brother said, "How did you bite him?" I said, "With the little teeth I got, but I bit him. And I felt some kind of danger. I sensed it. I seen that look on his face. My life were in danger." However, Coleman fought off Morton, who is roughly half of Coleman's age, and the 61-year-old ran out of her apartment. She said, "I ran out, and when I ran out, he locked himself in here. Locked me out of my own place." Coleman then ran to a neighbor's home and called police. And the police came. They asked me where he was. Coleman said, I told them that it was in my apartment. The police knocked on the door and said, police. He opened the door. When he opened the door, they pulled him out, put the handcuffs on.
He opens the door. Yes.
Put him in the car. Morton faces three felony charges. Now, with Morton behind bars, Coleman said that she is back to her normal self. But when it comes to being home alone, she is taking a different approach. She said, I'll be more careful from now on when I open my door. I'll open my door with my taser because I have one.
I got bronchitis.
I want to meet this
woman.
Yeah,
that's a resourceful woman.
I love it. Four people are accused of holding a man hostage in a home and then for his trouble offered him a grilled cheese sandwich before he left.
Look, you look a little famished. Can I hook you up with a sandwich?
Police said the man reported the aggravated kidnapping on Sunday. Told police he was held against his will.
What a grilled cheese squares
in a home for several hours. Four suspects held the victim at gunpoint while searching his phone and demanding answers to a work-related issue. The victim and three suspects apparently worked together.
Where's the printer paper?
Police believe the suspects held the man because of comments made about a co-worker. And the man didn't leave empty-handed. After holding him for several hours, they then released him and offered him a grilled cheese sandwich for his troubles. Jeremy Radford, Thomason Radford, Jameson Nichelbo, and William Swan were all taken into custody after
that. So he still pressed charges after a really yummy sandwich?
You would think maybe that would...
there was no bacon on it.
...fix it all up, but no. A spear fisherman who was attacked by a shark over the weekend in Florida was saved by a group of medical professionals who just happened to be in a boat nearby. The 40-year-old diver was bitten by a shark while diving near Key Biscayne on Saturday morning, and his companions flagged down a passing charter fishing boat to help him. Little did the injured man know, the boat was that he was climbing into was full of nurses that were ready to assist him during his emergency, including Christine Haynes and Glaza Martin, a pediatric nurse and an operating nurse, respectively.
If I was a bunch of nurses practicing for my exams, I just might lure sharks into people to try my techniques.
Video taken by an employee of Hotshot Charters shows a man in a wetsuit being helped onto the boat by two fishermen from another boat. The bite was so severe that the man's arm was mangled. Ooh. And he was blood from arm to foot. The nurses immediately applied a tourniquet to the man's arm while Evans rinsed him off with a hose.
What if they were dental nurses?
She said he was wearing a wetsuit, but he had bite marks in about three different places. He had muscle and skin hanging off. The teeth marks were in his hand and skin was hanging off. There was quite a lot of blood. The nurses said they eventually found a first aid kit to help the diver, but it wasn't much to work with. Haynes said everybody remained extremely calm. It was a team effort, all hands on deck. Even the guy that was bit, he was extremely calm, which really helped him and the situation. The captain of the boat then called 911, and they were met by paramedics within 20 minutes, and he's going to be okay. Florida man was arrested this week after pointing a gun at two delivery men when they arrived late with his furniture, threatening that he has, quote, shot people for less.
Oh, that is another guy bragging, right? He's bragging.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I've shot people for less.
What we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
The suspect, 55.
Oh, and I also slept with Janis Joplin.
55-year-old Mitchell Helton of Manatee County immediately began complaining when the delivery men showed up late with the furniture he ordered. The man asked if he still wanted the furniture, and Helton allegedly told them to, quote, do whatever you want. He then allegedly pulled his gun and pointed it at both of the men as he walked out of his house. And he said, you know, I've shot people for less. The delivery men called the police after the threat, and Helton was arrested soon after. He was charged with two counts of aggravated assault and is being held on $5,000 bond.
Florida man, Florida man.
All right, and then we'll end with this story. The battle over a controversial strip club sign along a busy street is heating up in Nebraska. It's in a neighborhood. And apparently the sign at Candy's Gentleman's Club says, fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, earn extra cash, apply within.
Wow. Two birds at one stone, Preston.
So neighbors want to take
it down. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I'd like to strip.
Saying it's very inappropriate and kind of crass. Jetta Eveland said that she shouldn't have to explain what it means to her 8-year-old son.
Buy money for your drugs by stripping.
She said, my son has seen this sign and has asked, Mom, why would moms go be naked? why do they want naked moms? And the fact that it has fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, my son can read that. He knows what nude means, and it's just kind of terrible.
Why don't you just ask Aunt Mercedes?
Candy's doesn't have a liquor license yet, and that has made it more difficult for the city to regulate the sign, which for now falls into the category of free speech.
Aren't most strip clubs, at least in general in this area, aren't they sort of zoned for industrial areas?
No, right? There's a Clever Commercial. Shea sign that's right in front of the stadiums on 95.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does
it solicit for single moms?
Not single moms, but, you know, there's obviously provocative stuff up there. My kids can read. You know, it's sort of the same thing, but whatever.
Yeah, these are zoned for commercial areas, not industrial or residential, I would think. So, anyhow, he said Candy's doesn't have a liquor license, as I said. Some people said they aren't bothered by the sign or the business, but Greg Johnson, the owner of AAA Electrostatic Painting located next door, said he wants Candy's to be a good neighbor and remove the sign.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.